Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to call with Corbin Burnson in a second, but look at drivetanks.com.
I want to buy a tank, not drive a tank.
Well, it's different, but it's not like they're down in Texas, and it's like a full experience. You can go down, can shoot tanks, drive tanks, flamethrowers. Like, it's Texas, so you can do whatever you want.
They have explosives. They say they've got shape charges. They've got hand grenades. A big fireball, which...
Yeah, I might call them to get them on to see if
they
come down
if,
and...
Oh, but it costs you $1,200 for all three detonations. That would be the big fireball, the hand grenade, and the shape charge.
Yeah.
Big guns, machine guns, tanks. You can drive tanks.
They have flamethrowers. That they have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's some pretty fantastic stuff in there. Yeah, no, I would go do that. We'd have to make sure they were cool with us coming down and doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they've got German tanks for $2,200. You can drive the course.
I'm in.
All right. Is that Corbin?
Yeah, Corbin Ferguson.
See, now Corbin's the kind of guy that would say yes to this.
Corbin would do that.
Where did you see drivetanks.com?
I was just, when you guys were looking up tanks, I started looking up how to buy a tank or whatever, and that just, it popped up.
Dude, they have a German Kettenkrad. It's a two-track motorcycle. So it has like a tank back end, but a front end of a motorcycle. I'm sure it rides splendidly. I'm sure it's amazing.
Born September 7th in North Hollywood, California. A graduate of UCLA, he spent 2 years on the long-running daytime drama, Ryan's Hope, before landing the role that made him a star, that of attorney Arnie Becker on L.A. Law. He's gone on to star in such films as The Dentist and Major League, as well as on the daytime drama, The Young and the Restless, and the USA series, Psych. And this Sunday, you can see him alongside Melissa Gilbert and the late great Cloris Leachman in the Up TV movie, When Last We Spoke. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, actor Corbin Burnson.
Mr.
Corbin. Oh, I like that intro with Zeppelin.
I don't know, man. Listen, your love of music is the thing that made me a super fan. Like, your acting has always been fantastic, and I've loved all the movies and the shows. But once we got into music, I'm like, oh, this guy's a kindred spirit. Are you kidding me?
Hey, I got to tell you very quickly, I know we can't use a lot of airtime when I'm supposed to be talking about this wonderful movie coming up, but I got a good tank story for you.
Just
heard you guys talking about it. So I just saw this. I have a guy who sends me all sorts of crazy crap. And there was a woman during World War II. Her husband was killed by the Nazis. They had a bit of money. She spent all of her savings, every dime, every penny, everything, every stick of anything they owned, and bought herself a tank and went out and started killing Nazis with the tank.
That's phenomenal.
Is that a good story? I want to miss that. Look it up. Do Tank Lady, World War II, I guess you'll find it, you know.
And nobody's made the movie?
No, isn't that a good... Well, unfortunately, you know, they took Tank Girl, so we can't do that.
But a real one. But a real lady. A real story about a lady. Because there was the lady...
And she kind of looks like Natalie Portman. You'll look it up somewhere.
I will.
Tank Lady killed Nazis, bought a tank. I don't know. You can go find
tank
it.
Tank Wife.
I haven't asked to look for it. I have this link that I read about it, but that was about it.
You are.
What's up, guys?
Again, how have you been? Everything good?
I'm good, man.
Good.
It's been a while since... I think the last time I talked to you, I was actually there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're playing Walt in this movie, and one of the things I love is, you know, I'm a fan of yours, but as you are, as everybody was, Cloris Leachman, man, shit, what an ace, what a mouth, what a salty old broad, what a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she, you know, it's one of the things, you know, and again, like I keep telling everybody, it is a wonderful movie, a wonderful family movie of reconciliation and forgiveness. You know, all the stuff, you know,
sure.
Part of my life is making films that inspire family and
yeah.
all of that, and even a faith element to it, too. So that's, you know, follow me a little bit more and you'll learn more about that. But one of the real kicks of this movie was, I mean, I guess working with Cloris in one of her last films. And she reminded me of my mom, Jean Cooper, God bless her, up there with Cloris. You know, one of the last old salty broads, like you say.
I love them.
And I'll tell you something. It's sad because, you know, we've moved into, and I don't want to say this whole woke era and all that stuff, but these are these women who were just, my mother could use the F word and praise God and Jesus in the next breath.
Yes.
And
yes.
Didn't mean she was one or the other, hated. And you know, I found her and Cloris, I'm not saying Cloris, you know, I don't know where her affiliations were, but, and I didn't ever hear her swear, but she was old broad and you just could, I don't know, be natural. I was watching an old George Carlin stand-up thing the other day. You know, I mean, these people were just, they're genuine,
right.
I guess. You know, genuine. And you just, man, gosh, you don't see that much anymore. You guys are genuine.
No, that's it.
They're
too guarded, man. Everybody wants to choose their words instead of speaking from their heart. We were having this conversation the other day. If your heart's fine, you can speak your mind.
I just said that, you know, I'm doing a radio tour, so, you know, you're not my first here.
Yeah.
You're one of my best. But I just said that. I said, if you're truthful,
yeah.
I don't care if you're a Republican, conservative, liberal, gay, straight, but Muslim, Christian. I don't care. If you're truthful and your heart is real,
right.
and you're not hurting somebody, you
that's
know.
Right. That's right.
I can take whoever you are. As long as your heart is true.
Yes.
And I believe that's how we're all connected. You may say what you say on your show and some guy says something on some Christian network, but if both your hearts are true, you actually have a connection.
Absolutely.
You know, and you recognize it. And I've actually, when I made a few faith-based films, I ran into a few people that I would say liberals hate, you know, and I thought, no, these are just cool. He believes this. He believes in his heart what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he's truthful.
Listen,
you know, and then there's scammers there, but there's scammers on both sides. You want,
yeah, it's so easy. Most of my close friends, honestly, are conservative and die. And I just fall in the middle, but the truth is always easy to me. If you're not filled with hate, man, what a politics. I don't care how you vote. It has no bearing on my world. You know, if you're not telling me that you hate people because their skin color, their sexuality, or whatever, then I'm fine. Again, if your heart's good, everything is fine. And, you know, it's this. You're right, this new culture, it's so much fun to be outraged. And I just can't get outraged. It's just, I cannot. The things that make me crazy in no way are connected to this world right now.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, banners and slogans and all this stuff, that doesn't change stuff, man.
No, it doesn't.
You put all the banners and slogans you want. You put up all the Trump for President lawn signs, and it doesn't work. You know, I mean, you get slogans and banners are one thing. Actions, the heart of people and their actions, that's the stuff. That's the stuff that changes it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think we're getting really lost in the, well, I fall into this movement, I fall into that movement, I fall into, you know, I follow that banner, I got this thing on my lawn, I've got this thing on my, you know, I just think it's like, what do you do for real? You
yeah.
know, I mean,
no, you don't put that on a uniform. Everybody wants to put on their new uniform, and I just don't want to be anybody's soldier, not in that fashion.
No, I want to be, you know, there's going to be a movement, though, man. I'm telling you, there's going to be a thing, because all, you know, the wonderful thing about life is we go to extremes, and we kind of pull back, and we go to extremes, and it's human nature, you know.
Right.
The pioneers looked west, and they went, oh, man, that river looks too much, let's hold back for a minute, you know. Those mountains are too high, let's just slow down, except for the Donner Party, you miscalculated. but, you know, we do that. We go, and we're like an elastic. We are a thing in motion. We are seasons. We
yes.
go, we bring back. You know, and I tell people, I'm not liberal or conservative, and I guess I'm in the middle. But
sure.
truth is, on a road trip, and you've got a certain tank of gas, you got a full tank of gas, you put the pedal to the metal a little bit. Let's go look. Let's explore. Let's see what's down that road off to the side. If you're got a low fuel and you need to conserve, you conserve, you pull back, you watch your speeds, you don't detour too much.
Right.
And I don't think we have to be one or the other. I think there's a time for all things. And, you know, I think that's the big mistake we're making now, is that you think you have to be this.
No.
That. You don't.
That's right.
Be true, and look, watch the gauge.
Yeah, that's it. And see, you, to your point about hearts and minds, that's where movies come in, man. You make a great movie that really makes people feel, and there's a lesson in there that, that you're not hitting someone in the head with some rhetoric. It's about, you know, you're, it's just an easy thing to assimilate, and it's what Norman Lear was so good at. You know, there's just been some writers and actors out there that, man, in the end, you heard the mentor, you heard the lesson without it being clubbed into you.
And look, and if, I get a lot of crap for making faith-based movies and family movies. And look, some of them are, you know, hey, there's some big $200 million movies that suck, and there's some small little faith-based movies that suck because they hit over the head. They, you know, action movies that don't tell a story and it's all action. But, you know, I take a lot of crap heat sometimes for making these movies, and I may talk about God or Christ or, you know, the principles of, you know, that I was brought up on. And thank God, man, as I get older, I go like, no, that's me.
That's
love
it.
Love it or leave it. You know?
That's
love
it.
Love it or leave it. But my mother taught me things. I, you know, I followed some of the lessons of Jesus Christ, pretty cool dude in my book, you know, who had some pretty good descriptions for living, you know. So, hey, you know, you just follow your heart and, you know, take the heat where it is and then you keep marching forward.
Well, yeah, again, if you're honest in your heart, you can always speak your mind.
And I will tell you, this movie, because I know we're talking about this movie, and I should do that for 2 seconds, when we last spoke, is a wonderful movie that does, it's, there's a lot of truth in it, a lot of true performance. Cloris Leachman's great. Melissa Gilbert, who's an old buddy, you know, she's wonderful in it. I'm actually pretty good in it, I think. I don't say that often. But there's a truth to the movie. There's a wonderful heart to the movie. And so, you know, I think it's a nice little Easter movie, and I would hope that everybody goes to FTV and checks it out.
When We Last Spoke is going to be on April 4th. It's a Sunday, 10 p.m. Kansas City time on UPTV, and it's a cable premiere. Melissa Gilbert, Cloris Leachman, and, of course, the great Corbin Burnson. I would talk for an hour, but Jake's having a conniption fit in the other room.
Yeah, no.
I know. Thank you, man. Thank you, Corbin. Always good to be here.
Love
you, man.